So X Factor is this year's theme. Some of y'all, you know, when you first heard of the theme X Factor, especially the helpers, like Brother Cocky and all that, because they are the first to know. Because when I think of a theme, I need Brother Cocky's help to design the logo, right? So the logo that you see for X Factor, unfortunately this year we do not have enough funds to print a t-shirt, but the logo that we have is designed by Brother Cocky. Okay. So in previous years, in what we did was we started in 2007 using acrostics. You know what are acrostics? Don't know. Who knows what the roof? What is an acrostic?
It's like a word, and then each letter can be the first word of another word.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Okay. So that's in a nutshell what it is. So let's say for 2007, it's on be on the leading edge, right? I forgot what EDGE stands for. Okay, actually this year I was planning the messages, and then I was down with chicken pox. I remember Pastor Crocker had to be called on at almost the last minute. Pastor, I've got chicken pox. I cannot even come and see you. You got to teach youth camp. I was so disappointed that I wasn't able to be at camp, but God used it for good. God allowed me, because I had to stay home in my little room all by myself. You know, my family couldn't even come and see me, because you know, otherwise you'll get a chicken pox. I finished two of my papers for my master's paper. So God was good nonetheless. He gave me chicken pox so I can have time to finish some studies. So 2008 we have Let's Race. How many of you were there? Let's Race 2008. Okay, a few hands were out. Then 2009 was Be a Hero. Woo! That was when Rayman appeared. All right, man. Ta-da! I think we still have the photo. Rayman. So what does Hero? What's the acrostic? What does it? You don't remember. Okay, later we'll sing the song and then we'll remember. H, holy, E, earnestness, R, righteousness, O, obedience. And then last year was keep it real. Last year was funny. Okay, we had keep it real. Everybody came to me. What does real, R-E-A-L? Wow, they were trying to guess. I told them, actually, it just means that. Keep it real. No acrostic last year. It's a real thing. Right, but this year actually, when I thought of the theme, X Factor, I had not thought of using an acrostic. But then later as I thought more and more and more, I felt, hey, the X Factor can be an acrostic. So this year we will use X Factor as an acrostic. And if you realize, it's always the past few years has been just four letters, H, Race, Hero, Real. This year, Factor, X Factor some more. How many letters? I have to count myself. Total of seven letters, right? That means I have to speak seven times compared to four times. So it's like I asking for trouble. Sometimes, gei kiang. Chinese say, kiang liu ho mai gei kiang, they say. Be smart, don't be too smart. That's what Chinese say. But it's been a delight preparing the messages, and this is how thick they are. But don't worry, I won't speak all this one lesson. And those of you who know me, I usually try to keep my messages under 30 minutes, because I know beyond that, you're in some dreamland already. Okay, we have seen a transformation in our youth group recently, and over the past 5 years, you know, God has been good to us, right? God has transformed our youth group from a very small beginning to what you see today, and what you see today is only a little bit of what you can see tomorrow, right? Let's trust the Lord to do a lot more and thank God for what has already happened in our youth group, right? Many souls have been saved. You know, people have been getting saved, bringing their friends getting saved, and then bringing more and more. And this is what Christianity is all about. And hence, the reason why we have X Factor this year, because some, you know, if you have the camp flyer brochure, right? At the back, I think I wrote a little teaser, you know. Sometimes you see students in school, you have top students, you know, that, wow, they're always the top students. Like they score 9 A1s and those kind of things. Or maybe athlete, you know. Very, very solid. They just you can't catch up with them. You know, sometimes people say, oh, they have the X factor. They have this X factor. What's this X factor? Sometimes they cannot even nail down, you know, like this X factor. They just have this X factor. You know, at work, you know, when you grow up and then you start going to work, sometimes your boss will maybe make a remark. Oh, so and so, you know, this guy is an excellent employee because he or she has this X factor. And then you begin to wonder, oh, this X factor. Excellence. Okay, so that's one letter of the acrostic. X stands for excellence. And over the course of this week, you will have XF, XA, XC, XT, XO, XR. Okay, so in every single lesson, there will be the theme of excellence. Excellence, right? There's no mediocrity, right? It's no ordinary life, right? At the end of this year, we're going to have the youth conference, Baptist Youth Conference. The first time we're going to actually run a conference across 2 days. It's also going to be similar, you know, escape from the ordinary life, right? We don't want to be ordinary Christians. In fact, actually, the word ordinary Christians should not even be there, because if you are a Christian, you are an extraordinary person, because you are the son of the Most High King. Right, you are the son of the Most High King, and therefore you have the X factor. You just need to realize that you have that. You just need to realize how you can kind of like exhibit a lot more of this X factor, right? Okay, this camp theme has, you know, I've contemplated for I think one whole year, because last year we had special speakers coming in Herbsters, so I didn't really have to kind of like prepare a sermon. So I had a lot of time to pray and prepare for a message like this. So I thank God, you know, for giving me the time, and also thank God for the many helpers that He has given to our youth group, because without them, you know, our youth group will never be like this, right? And over the course of this week, you will see why I say so. Because being an ex-man or an ex-woman, you need to play together as a team. Okay, what is our theme verse for this year? Some of you may know, right? It's on the flyer. Tian Ming. Yeah, nice smile. Nice try. Huh? Don't know. Okay, who can volunteer? What's the theme verse for this camp? Julian? No, I don't know. Terrible. Our marketing must improve. Our UK marketing must improve. Okay, I give you Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. It says here, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Okay, this is the theme verse for this camp. Okay. The book of Ecclesiastes is not a book that we hear, you know, as often, you know, from the pulpit or as other books of the Bible, right? Usually we don't hear a lot from it, right? But contained within this book are words of wisdom, with some of them even sounding pessimistic or defeatist. You know, sometimes you read the book of Ecclesiastes, oh, it's vanity. Yeah. Oh, you really, wow. And half already, don't want to read. Oh, it's vanity. What for I read? Don't read. No. Okay. It's actually written, the majority of this, is written by King Solomon, who is known as the wisest man that ever lived on earth. Right? But careful reading of this book will reveal that this wise king had written this as a book of advice to all his readers. Right? In some ways, it is similar to what, you know, our minister mentor in Singapore, he wrote, you know, the book Hard Truths. Right. How many of you all have bought the book? How many of you all even realized this book existed? You all must be this generation Y that, you know, cannot come with him. Okay, we will certainly not agree with everything that, you know, some of our politicians will say. Never, right? We cannot agree with anything that our politicians will say. Even Pastor Crocker will tell you that, you know, as much as he loves Obama, he will not he will never agree with everything that Obama says. Because I meant that sarcastically, right? We can never agree with the politicians and whatever they say. But whatever this book has set out to teach us, we must agree with it, because it's not just the words of King Solomon. It is the word of God. God inspired King Solomon to write all these words that are contained within this book, especially in this verse, in verse 10. You know, this is our theme verse, which is, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Do it with all your might. You know, the rest of the verse reads here, okay, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. So this verse is telling you what? What is this verse saying? Simply, if you die today, you know, whatever you want to do after that, doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't count anymore. You want to do anything for the Lord, do it now while you're still alive. Right? We better do the best that we can in anything we set about to do while we're here on earth. You know, one day, you know, either when the rapture happens or when we die, we can't do anything else, right? We cannot do anything better for the Lord. There are many people in this world who don't give their best in anything that they do. Most of you here are students, right? Most of you go to school, all that, right? Okay. How many of you here actually give your best in your studies? Okay. Don't bluff. Don't look around. How many of you can honestly say, I give my best when I was in school? I gave my best. My very best. Brother Luke. Sure. Bluff. Who else? Brendan, I saw your hand. Really? Okay. Okay, most of you, when your parents ask you this question, a similar question, have you studied hard enough? Most of you will say what? Yes, sure not. Don't bluff lah, cause young especially, sure not. Okay lah, I trust you lah. Okay lah. Most people usually will say, so and so, so never study so hard what? He also go and play badminton. He also went and played basketball. Why I cannot play? One more game lah. One more show. One more Facebook click. You know. How many of us actually really, really do our best in school? Oh, okay. Now, this is an even better question. Now that you have finished 1 year of school, you know, before that, how many of you wish you had done better? Okay, let's be honest. Okay, I see more hands going up. I think this is a more honest answer. Right, really, I myself also wish I had done better. I wish I had, you know, maybe written something better, you know, or studied, you know, economics in school better, you know, so that I could, you know, get a better grade, that kind of thing. I wish I had not played as much during JC time, you know, perhaps. Maybe I shouldn't have joined the Students' Council in JC, that kind of thing. It was fun, but, you know, maybe one of those things. You know, a lot of us wish we had done better. A lot of us would do that, you know. A lot of us wish that. So we are clear that, you know, the majority of us here, we all feel that we could have done better. Right? We could have done better. No, when we... That is good, because when you realize that you are not doing well enough, it means that there is room for improvement, right? Who goes to see a doctor? Right, if you are not sick, will you go and see a doctor? Huh? Maybe, Julian, why? Too much money. Huh? King, want to get MC? You're not even army yet, no need lah. No, only those who are sick go and see a doctor, right? No, usually lah. Like, oh, doctor, I have a cough, I have a headache, whether real or imagined. You know. Doctor, I'm hearing things, you know, I don't want to go to school. You know. No, usually people who are sick go to see a doctor. If you're not sick, you don't go and see a doctor, right? So in the same way, when we present the plan of salvation, you know, to a friend or somebody, usually, you know, we kind of like a lot of young people says, you know, how do I present the plan of salvation? I always advise our group, make sure your friend or the person you are presenting to realize that he or she is a lost sinner. If the person does not realize he's a lost sinner, that person can pray the prayer and will remain lost. Okay, then you say, hey, pastor, are you sure you can say such things? I'm very serious about this. Because I've seen a few people praying the prayer of salvation or you know, accepting the Lord, but they do not realize that they are lost. They go out behaving the same way, and perhaps they are even more lost than before. Right? They need to realize that they are lost sinner in order that they need a savior. Right? If you are out in sea, if you don't realize that you are already sinking, you know, do you need a life buoy? Do you need a lifeguard to save you? No. But if you realize, you know, I'm sinking, I cannot save myself, then I need a savior. So it's good that, you know, a lot of you, you know, realize that, you know, I could have done better. That is good. Because that is a good setting. That is not bad. Because it means that over the course of this week, there is something to learn. Right? Even I myself, there is something to learn. There is something to learn. Something for us to improve on. Remember, if we don't excel now, while we are still living, we will never get a chance to do that when we die, or after we die. Right? So now, while we are still living, now is the time for us to excel. Okay, so now let's discuss what this spirit of excellence is. Okay, you know, I actually wanted to have an illustration with two boys coming up here, but there's no space. But let's suppose two of you were to come up here. You know, I give you all the same task. I say, just make sure this place is clean. Okay, it's a very simple task. I say, okay, maybe Ray, please make sure this place is clean. I give the same instruction to Samuel. Samuel, please make sure this place is clean. Okay, how each of them performs will depend on what they define cleanliness as. Correct. If you maybe you think that little black spot, it's all right. Yeah. But Samuel is well trained by his grandma. No, cannot. Must use Clorox. So. So he will make sure he cleans it up. I'm not saying race like that. I'm just using an illustration, you know. But a lot of us, you know, when we do the things of God, how often do we see excellent work? How often do we see, right? Okay. Suppose now I'm the prime minister. Okay. I'm the prime minister. Okay, supposing I'm the Prime Minister. Okay, I tell you all, okay, Luke, Mr. Luke Sim, I know you have a camp going on at Aloha Changi. I'm coming to visit to see what you are doing among the youth, because I want to get plugged in. Okay? So supposing Brother Luke is the overall camp IC, what will he do? What do you all think? Huh? Do you all think he will ask you all to be dressed like this? Daniel, what do you think? Must order food. You think the food not good enough? Okay. Okay. Daniel always got funny ideas. He say must order food. Got special food for the Prime Minister. Maybe, huh? Maybe with butler. You mean like got butler service, all this? Can order Lee Wee Brothers not? Cannot, cannot make it. Yeah. Confirm cannot make it. Okay. What else will Brother Luke ask you all to do? Jian Ming, what do you think? Bai Mao San Wang Liu Lian. Oh, because I'm the Prime Minister, he knows me. Wow, he's very smart. Okay. Because he knows I like Mao San Wang. Okay. Okay lah. That's a good idea. Okay, what else will he do? Okay, this whole complex here. Okay. Decorate. Somebody say decorate, right? You say decorate, Jimmy. Good. Decorate until sui sui, right? If can find red carpet, will you put out? Will, huh? Then the driveway, a lot of leaves, what happened? Eat. Yeah, you all go, everybody go and take one piece and eat. You all will clean up as much leaves as possible, right? So those of us here who are under, going through NS or have gone through NS will tell you that at some point in their life, in their national service, there will be this commander visit, right? And during the commander,
everybody exercise good area cleaning. Very clean, all the way, the day itself, the RSM, still worry. This sign, and change it, do everything. But when the commander comes, after he goes, very relieved. Why? All this extra work for him to do, really. And relax, me. Let the people do. This is what we'll do for a man of stature. Like for a prime minister that comes, probably will go and maybe he'll be given a budget of tens of thousands. He could buy suits and tuxedos and gowns. You can be dressed as Kate Middleton or Prince. What's that? William, people dress up nicely because the prime minister is coming. But when we come to doing the things of God, then we anything goes. Do you think that is the correct attitude? Do you think so? maybe you say, Pastor, I know, but God says, He sees my heart. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes, that's correct. But where is that spirit and truth? Do you really, really, practice that in your heart? Do you really honor Him as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? I'm not saying just dress up the power, but when you do service to the Lord, when you do service to the Lord, when you're asked to maybe set up the chairs, there are little things that I do observe and I pick up. Some of you actually do a far more excellent work than some others. Some of you will arrange the chairs and all that. As you arrange the chairs, you will actually make sure that you sit down. I notice some of you will sit down just to make sure that the other person has enough space when you lay the chairs out together. This is that little bit of X factor, right? Another person will just open up the chair can be a little chair. Yes, both of them lay out the chairs. But one did it in a far more excellent manner. Because the other one perhaps realized that he is serving the King of Kings. Yes, maybe it's only for young people to sit down, but these young people belong to the King. These young people are coming here to worship. And as a result, because I'm tasked to do this little bit of laying out the chairs, I make sure I do it in the best possible manner I can do. I will not be lazy. I will not slack. Sometimes we come to church when we feel like it. Last night, for this soccer match. Champions League. The tired of go to church. I'm sure God will understand. Once a year only. Anyway, my team will reach Champions League finals, maybe once in 10 years, God will understand. Is that it? Is that it? You laugh, but true, there are people who do that. Oh, we attend, camp, sometimes we say, come to camp, when it's convenient. What, Chami? Who are you so far? No MRT, don't go. Aircon, no. Aircon, meeting hall, no aircon. Yeah. Oh, mosquito. Mosquito. I allergic to mosquitoes. Yeah, very kind of thing. Oh, we sing worship songs to God. Wow, when the song is nice, ah, then I sing. Ah, my favorite song is Able. I like. Wow, sure. Other song. Oh, give offerings to God, but when we have leftovers from our lovers, let me see how much left. 50 cents. Yes, I need to buy ice cream. I think God understands next time I need $1. Oh, we only want to be saved, but this is what I heard before. Very sad. We only want to be saved, but when everything, all the obstacles in my life has been removed. I heard this before. Some people actually say, you know, sometimes we talk to them. Invite them to be saved. They actually know that they're lost. But then they say, but my parents, you know, they you know, if I get saved, you know, something happened, you know, yeah, not nice. We think they to be like, wow, so fun, then we trust God. But sometimes we say, wow, are you sure not, Pastor? This is all nonsense. Yet week in, week out, I see this spirit of excellence missing in a lot of Christians, right? Missing. Musicians sometimes play instruments without praying, without referring to prayer. Sunday school teachers rush to church without praying. And some folks forget some small little detail. The excuse may be, oh, I'm sure the pastor won't mind. Yeah, sure, we may not mind, right? As much, but ask yourself the question. Will you do a better job? Sleep in earlier the night before, you know, etc., etc. If the next day you're meeting the client. Yes. How sad. Many times we will do, you know, we prepare ourselves better. Next day there's a big exam, we'll sleep in early, you know, that. Or when we come to, you know, the next day is Sunday, oh, no, never mind. Late. Then the next day come to church, a bit late, rush, probably woke up late. Don't even come because woke up late. You know, sometimes that attitude needs to go away. That attitude needs to go away.